sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
The Lord is love. He is always reaching out to us, urgent and pressing to be received. He wants to be with us, to save us from misery and to make us happy. He wants us to work together with Him on projects that are important to both of us. He wants us to see eye to eye and share the same goals. The Heavenly Doctrine calls this relationship conjunction with the Lord. The word conjunction might not sound especially warm and friendly, but it means such a close relationship that two become joined almost into one because they love each other deeply. Each loves what is good and true, helpful and decent and clean. Sharing the same goals and approaches to life, they become as one in all things of life. Among human beings, the closest conjunction takes place in marriage. A good marriage is also the best picture of the closeness the Lord wants with us. The Lord expresses His desire for conjunction in many ways in the Word. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, the same bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. He likens the kingdom of heaven to a wedding, where He is the bridegroom and husband, and the people of the church are His bride and wife. In other places, the Lord is the owner of a vineyard, and we are His employees, whom He pays very well. The most powerful way of all by which the Lord expresses His desire for conjunction with us, and we express our desire for conjunction with Him, is the Holy Supper. In true Christian religion, the Lord says, those who worthily, that is, with suitable preparation, approach the Holy Supper are in the Lord, and He in them. Consequently, the Holy Supper brings about conjunction with the Lord. In the New Testament, Jesus even puts it this way, He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him. We are not meant to take this physically, but we are meant to think of taking up the Lord's love and His teachings into ourselves as if eating them up so that we may be most closely conjoined with Him. Conjunction with the Lord is to know Him well, to love Him, and to do what He wants us to freely because we want to do that too. It is to have a sense of where He is leading us and how we may follow. It is the peaceful feeling that we are doing what He wants us to. The wine the Lord gives us in the Holy Supper stands for a clear sense of what He wants us to do and what we must be careful not to do. The bread stands for peace and contentment in doing His will. As far as we have some true understanding of His leading and peace in following Him, we are in the Lord, and the Lord is in us. The Holy Supper reminds us of the Lord's first coming into the world and how He demonstrated His love even by laying down His life. He set us an example. He showed us what kind of a person He is and how He acts. The Lord came into the world because He loved mankind and wanted to reestablish a close relationship with us when that relationship had nearly broken down entirely. We read, For Yehovah descended and became man so that He might approach the human race and mankind might approach Him, and thus conjunction could take place. And through conjunction, salvation and eternal life could be given to mankind. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. A relationship or conjunction between two parties must be mutual. We must come to the Lord as He is coming to us. He cannot make a relationship with us if we turn away from Him. Of course, our relationship with the Lord is not between equals. He is God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Savior. He gives us our life, and with it, He gives us the ability to know Him and love Him. Still, the Lord wants us to have the greatest possible freedom and autonomy, because otherwise there cannot be any relationship at all. We read, there is a mutual conjunction between the Lord and man. This conjunction is made not by action and reaction, like puppets, but by cooperation. For the Lord acts, and a person receives the action from the Lord, and then acts as if from himself, even of himself, from the Lord. The one and only thing from which a person is a human being, we read, and through which he is conjoined with the Lord, is that he can do good and believe truth as if from himself. The way we work with the Lord is first of all by shunning evils as sins against him, and secondly, by doing what is good and helpful to our neighbors. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments. In this way, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples." We cannot become close to the Lord unless we take responsibility for our lives. We cannot become angels if we live like savages. We must practice and practice acting like angels. Then we are cooperating with the Lord and allowing Him to make us into angels. So the heavenly doctrine says, "But my friend, shun evil and do good, and believe in the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul. The Lord will then love you and give you the gift of love to do what is good and the faith to believe what is true. If you persevere in this course, a reciprocal and mutual conjunction will then develop between you and the Lord, and this conjunction is salvation and eternal life." In the Word, the Lord offers us the truth, the path of life. If we take the truth into our minds and apply it to our lives through repentance and self-compulsion, then He can inspire us with the love of a good life. He turns our natural faith, which is basically just following a party line, into spiritual faith with an internal sight of what is true and a love for the truth. He turns our natural life of charity, mainly for reward and reputation, into spiritual charity with a true love for Him and for others. With a small effort, as if from ourselves, by our free choice, the Lord multiplies His blessings to eternity, and both He and we are happy. It all begins with the Word. That's where we can hear the Lord calling us. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and have supper with him, and he with me." Through the Holy Supper, we read, there is the Lord's presence with those who hear His voice, that is, who believe in the Word, but there is conjunction with those who live according to the Word. Now, with the heavenly doctrine, we are especially able to be conjoined with Him. There, we see the Lord more clearly than ever before, and we hear His voice. We are able to open the doors of our lives to Him more fully, invite Him in, and have a warm, friendly supper with Him. This is why the book of Revelation says of the New Jerusalem, "Let us be glad and rejoice, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife has made herself ready." This is the whole reason why the Lord has come to mankind again and again, and now has given us the heavenly doctrine, so that we may rejoice with Him in a full marriage of the Lord and the Church, so that He may be close to us in all things of our lives, and we with Him. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will pitch his tent among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them, their God. Amen.